It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Monday, October 8th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And this is Jade, tackling a story about a popular musician making a political statement. And no, this time it isn't Kanye West.
That's right. We're going to get political without even mentioning Post Malone's dreadlocks or lack thereof. Here are a few more of today's stories. Dave Grohl and Chris Novoselic of Nirvana reunited on stage, along with the band's touring guitarist Pat Smear, on Saturday night at Cal Jam in San Bernardino, California.
And they pulled in some very special guests.
They sure did. The reunion came at the end of Foo Fighters' set, with guest vocals contributed by first John McCulley of Deer Tick, and then Joan Jett came back to reprise her role fronting the band at their 2014 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. It is hard to imagine anyone but Kurt Cobain fronting Nirvana or Smells Like Teen Spirit, but if it's not going to be Kurt Cobain, it's got to be the legendary Joan Jett. London police are looking into allegations of assault against Liam Gallagher, who was captured on surveillance video in an altercation with his girlfriend, Debbie Gwyther, this past August. UK media reported that Gallagher grabbed Gwyther by the throat and was asked to leave a London restaurant, a claim that the video seems to at least partially corroborate. Gallagher, for his part, responded to the reports by writing on Twitter, quote, "I have never put my hands on any woman in a vicious manner." New Kids on the Block are heading out on tour, and they are bringing four of their fellow 80s stars.
Yay, 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 yay. I like this kind of news. Who's coming?
It's called the Mixtape Tour. It's going to have NKOTB with Salt-N-Pepa,
yes.
Naughty by Nature, Debbie Gibson, and Tiffany.
Ooh, this is like 90s, 80s. I like it.
And here's the crazy part. All five of those artists have joined together in the craziest 80s supergroup ever for a new Kids on the Block track called 80s Baby, which I like because you get something that happens all the time now but didn't happen so much in the 80s, which is rappers joining forces with pop singers. The tour launches on May 2nd in Cincinnati, with U.S. dates continuing into July. And all the fellas gonna sing it now.
Look what you made her do. Taylor Swift, who before this week was fairly notorious for being politically neutral. Back in 2016, people were calling her out specifically for not making any statement on the presidential election. You know, people have been pretty critical of her for a while because she has over 112 million Instagram followers, and many of whom will be voting for the very first time. So people have been kind of pointing to her specifically as somebody who should use her platform. Well, on Sunday night, all of those requests came true because Taylor took to Instagram, which is basically 2018's version of pushing out a press release, and she said, "Due to several events in my life and in the world in the past 2 years, I feel very differently about that now," meaning about making a statement about politics. She mentioned her support of LGBTQ rights, equal rights for women and for people of color, and said exactly who she wanted to vote for. And I think that people have a tendency to forget when it comes to Taylor Swift that she has been actually quite vocal about Me Too. I know that she was talking about going to a dinner for Hillary Clinton, and she really has made a number of statements about sexual violence. Last year, she won a case against a DJ who had groped her in 2013. She took the stand to describe in very blunt terms how he had touched her without her consent. So this is something that has come up for her over and over, but she finally felt like, all right, I'm just going to put this out there and say it. And a lot of people are bringing up the Taylor Swift versus Kanye West, because Kanye West is fresh off that Saturday Night Live where he was wearing the hat that said Make America Great Again. And he delivered this kind of impromptu speech for the Republican Party. And so there's a lot of back and forth of, you know, pitting those two against each other for both of them being quite vocal. But you know what? I feel like she stayed actually pretty neutral, because at the end of her statement, she said, please, please educate yourself on the candidates running in your state and vote based on who most closely represents your values. For a lot of us, we may never find a candidate or a party who we agree with 100% on every issue, but we have to vote anyway. I got a list of names and yours is in red underlined. I check it once, then I check it twice. Oh, look what you made me do.
A large crowd gathered in Seattle on Sunday to witness the unveiling of a new statue depicting Chris Cornell, the Soundgarden frontman who died in 2017. His widow, Vicky Cornell, was on hand along with their children. Chris Cornell's Soundgarden bandmates were there. And Vicky Cornell said, it's a reflection of his light, a light that shone through his music and touched millions.
Who doesn't have a statue that you think should have one? Who deserves one?
Well, Bob Dylan, for one, and I'm not the only one. There was an attempt to crowdfund a statue of Bob Dylan in his birthplace, Duluth, Minnesota. It didn't do too well. That might have had to do with the statue's design. There was kind of like a cape thing going on.
As Bob Dylan is known for wearing his cape,
obviously. Oh, sure.
Obviously.
Yeah, the cape crusader of the coffeehouse scene. That I suspect that at some point there will be Dylan statues all over Minnesota and beyond. But you know who does have statues? I did a little research since we're talking about statues. You've got the Amy Winehouse statue in London. Mm-hmm. You've got the new Lemmy Kilmister statue in L.A. There's a David Bowie statue in Aylesbury, England. And then some of the wilder statues that people are at least planning. Have you heard of the 50-foot Johnny Cash statue that's supposedly going to be built outside Folsom Prison?
No, I had not heard of this. Wow.
Yeah, I don't
know. Road trip, Jay.
Oh, totally. Oh, man, if that happens. Also, another, we wouldn't be able to drive to this one. We have to fly there or boat there. But supposedly, there's going to be a shirtless horseback statue of Nick Cave in Australia.
Yes, I'm there already.
Prime selfie opportunity. But maybe the number one statue. If you said, okay, Jay, you can have one statue on your bucket list to go see a music statue before you die, it would absolutely be the statue of Glenn Frey. Why? Because do you know where that statue is standing?
In front of Hotel California? I have no idea.
Nope. The clue to where you'll find that statue of Glenn Frey is found in the Eagles classic, Take It Easy. I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. One of the most famous music-related sketches in Saturday Night Live history came to life on Saturday night as Will Ferrell joined Coldplay's Chris Martin on stage at the Greek Theater in Los Angeles, bringing, that's right, more cowbell.
Yes. You know, that's like the perfect person. I think nobody thinks that, Coldplay has a sense of humor because their music is such like romantic music. And I love this. Yes. Bring out cowbell. Everybody needs it.
I feel like this is a story that maybe is like funnier in concept than in execution. If I was there, I would have been pleased to see Will Ferrell come dancing out with his cowbell and shaking his hips and what have you. But you can judge for yourself whether or not this song needed more cowbell. Here's Will Ferrell with Chris Martin. And that's today's music news. You can see that clip and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Anna Wagle. Sign up over at thecurrent.org/musicnews for our daily email newsletter, chock full of music news headlines. Speaking of which, we'll be back tomorrow with more of that sweet, sweet music news. Ha ha ha!